Jai Baba, this is Ruzbe Bharucha speaking on how is forgiveness and karma entwined.
When you operate from ego, state of forgiveness is far away. When you operate from a sense of oneness, who do you forgive and who is forgiven, you forget. Also, when you operate from a state of I am holy than thou, forgiving becomes difficult. You see, when I start giving myself a lot of importance, I'm going to get sensitive to everything and everybody speaking to me, because I'm giving myself so much of importance. When I start putting myself in your shoes, that where is this person come from? Okay, this person has cheated me, but yet where has this person come from? My state of openness will be far more. I believe one of the greatest sins is the sin of judging people. When you stop judging people, you will realize that there are not many people left to be forgiven, because you know what? You're understanding that this person may have come from a different background, different upbringing, different circumstances. Chalo, he's done this, you know what? Let it be. My way of doing it is, if my life is in the hands of my master, everything I go through, after I've given my 100%, everything I go through, my master has signed somewhere. If my master is okay about it, you know, why should I make such a fuss about it? I'm okay. But when I start operating from I, the lower I, oh, then forgiveness becomes a pain in the ass. It's very difficult to forgive. Forgiveness comes from oneness. Being judgmental comes from self-centeredness. It's as simple as that. I always say, don't judge. I do not tell anybody, be a stupid man. I am trying to tell everyone, including myself, that be in the moment. I may know a person is bad. If I know that person's intentions are bad, I would be a moron to allow that person to manipulate and misuse my goodness. Forgiveness does not mean you become blind and you become daft. Forgiveness only means that, you know what? After giving my 100%, you have yet done something which has hurt me. Chal tera bhi bhala ho. Maybe it is my fault, I could not read into your intentions. When you forgive, you start thinking that way. But next time I'm going to be a little more careful. But you don't get paranoid. You don't close yourself. You take each individual as a new story. You don't keep carrying on because of one bad experience and then applying it to every other human being. But then I learn from my mistakes. I have mentioned this time and again. In every situation, you have three alternatives. Number one, give your 100% to that, keeping a time frame. I have a problem, I'm going to give my 100% to resolve this problem. If by this time the problem is not resolved, I will make a decision of either continuing or walking away. 9 out of 10 times we can't walk away. So then you are left with two alternatives. One alternative is, I can't walk away. I've given 100%, but the problem is not getting resolved. But because I have no other alternative, I will make peace with the situation and yet try and live each moment with dignity. The third alternative is what we use. We fret, fume, get bitter, abuse, create further karma. Forgiveness can be a very spiritual act. I think make it a practical, intellectual act. It works better. If I carry my hate for an individual, I am ruining my state of being, not his. It makes more common sense also to forgive. One need not be spiritual. One can just say, yeah, I can for the rest of my life hate this individual, and I'm screwing myself up. What is the sense? So whichever way you look at it, forgiveness, but with your eyes open. Don't get bitter. We are getting bitter, you know. It is. We may even say we have forgiven a person, but as a community we are getting bitter, as individuals we are getting angry and bitter and judgmental. And all our spirituality and the so-called awakening is all being flushed down. Because real forgiveness is when you let go.